From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Steady, in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Steady was a slow-moving badger who carried a small lantern wherever he went, and his whole art was keeping its flame from going out. Not a roaring fire, just a small, steady flame. "A big flame is easy at the start," he'd say. "Anybody can blaze when a thing is brand new and exciting. The skill isn't the blaze. The skill is keeping the little flame alive through the long middle, after the new wears off, when the wind of every shinier thing comes by, trying to blow it out." He'd grown up in a village of lamplighters. Their job was to walk the long road at dusk, lighting each lamp and keeping it lit through the night. The first few lamps were thrilling, but the road was long, and somewhere in the middle, every young lamplighter learned the real lesson. The exciting part ends, and the work goes on anyway, and that's not a sign anything is wrong. In the Focus Forge Academy, a young magpie named Pim had started a task in a blaze of excitement. And then, right in the dull middle, every shiny thing in the room had started calling. A glint here, a noise there. Pim's attention kept flitting off like a bird after sparkles. "I keep getting pulled away," Pim fretted. "I start great, and then I just drift. Something's wrong with me." Steady set down his lantern beside her. "Nothing's wrong with you," he said quietly. "You've just hit the long middle. Everybody's flame flickers here. Let me show you how to keep it lit."
Pim shrunk a little. "Other creatures don't drift like I do. They just stay. I can't."
"You'd be surprised," Steady said with a gentle badger shrug. "Lots of creatures drift. Some just got a little practice keeping the flame lit, so the drifting looks invisible from outside." He tended his lantern, cupping a paw against an imaginary breeze. "Here's the first thing, and it's the most important. When your attention flits off, and it will, 100 times, that is not a failure. That's just wind. Wind happens. The skill isn't never drifting. Nobody never drifts. The skill is coming back, gently, without yelling at yourself on the way." Pim blinked. "I always thought drifting meant I'd already lost." "That's the cruelest trick," Steady said. "Folks drift once, decide they failed, get mad at themselves, and that, the getting mad, is what actually blows the flame out, not the drift, the shame after the drift." He nudged the lantern toward her. "If you just come back, calm, no scolding, the flame's still right there. It was never as gone as it felt."
Steady showed Pim the lamplighter's trick for the long middle. It wasn't a clamp to chain her attention down. It was softer than that. "When you notice you've drifted," he murmured, "you just say, quiet and friendly, 'Oh, there I went,' and you walk your attention back to the task. Like guiding a young bird back to a branch. Not grabbing it, just offering the branch again." He tended the flame. "And you'll do it again a minute later, and again. That's not you failing 5 times. That's you succeeding 5 times at coming back. Each return is a rep. Each return makes the staying a little easier." Pim tried it. Her attention flitted to a glint across the room, and instead of the old hot rush of, "I failed again," she said softly, "Oh, there I went," and walked it back. The flame steadied. A minute later, it flitted again. Again, she came back calm. Again, the flame held. "I drifted like 6 times just now," Pim said, half laughing. "And came back 6 times, said Steady, beaming. 6 reps. Your flame's still lit. Look at it. That's not a creature who can't focus. That's a creature learning to keep the lantern."
They sat together through the whole long middle of the task. The dull stretch with no excitement to carry her. And Pim kept the small flame alive, the lamplighter's way. Drift, notice, come back. No scolding. Drift, notice, come back. The shiny things kept calling.
she kept gently returning. And slowly, something shifted. The returns got easier, the drifts got shorter. And when she finally reached the end of the task, not in a blaze, just on a small, steady flame that had survived the whole long road, Pim felt something she had never once felt about her own attention before. "I stayed," she said, almost in wonder. "Not perfectly. I drifted a million times. But I kept coming back, and I stayed, and I finished." She looked at the small, warm flame in Steady's lantern. "I always thought finishing took a big, roaring fire I didn't have. But it didn't. It just took a little flame I was willing to keep relighting." "That's the whole secret of the long middle," Steady said warmly. "Not a bigger fire. A flame you're kind enough to keep coming back to."
That evening, Anchor found them by the finished work, the lantern still glowing. "What is keeping the flame?" Anchor asked Steady. Steady thought of the long dusk road and the lamps. "It's staying with a thing after the exciting part ends," he said. "Knowing your attention will drift and coming back gently every time it does, without shame. The skill isn't never drifting, it's the coming back." Anchor turned to Pim. "And how does it feel," they asked, "to have stayed all the way through the long middle?" Pim searched herself. She'd expected to feel tired or relieved it was over. Instead, she felt something steadier and warmer than that. A quiet, proud kind of glow, low in her chest, that hadn't come from finishing fast or burning bright. "It feels like I'm not broken after all," Pim said softly. "I used to think drifting meant I'd never finish anything. Now I know I can drift 100 times and still get there, as long as I keep coming back kindly. It feels like I found out I'm allowed to be the way I am and still cross the finish line." She watched the small flame hold steady in the dark. "It feels like hope, honestly. Just a small, steady kind." And Steady tended his lantern, glad in the slow, warm way he always was when a creature discovered that the long middle was survivable, not by burning brighter, but by being gentle enough to keep relighting a small, faithful flame.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Steady. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.